T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Off and running our fourth and final hour here of Sports Talk on WWL, AMFMN.com, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Just one OTA that we've witnessed, 3 in all for the New Orleans Saints. And Bobby is ready to go out in that
hot take
land. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah. One practice that we've witnessed. I just look at the efficiency of the Saints organization and how we go about things. You might say, well, it's like that in other NFL teams, but I just look at, obviously the quarterback makes a difference, who you have at the helm, but just how we go about the structure of practices and how efficient we are. And I tend to trust Las Vegas. You know, I was like, it was like last year, 9.5 wins. Hell yeah, the Saints win more than 9.5 games. Now, I still don't know if they'll win 11 games, but I can say after one practice, hell yeah, we're winning at least 10 games. I don't know what that means. To me, if you win 10 games, you're a playoff team.
It means you win 10 games.
But no, but that means you're a playoff team.
Right.
That mean, Christian, if you win 10 games and you're not a playoff game, that's unusual.
Happened to the Patriots before.
No, it can't, but that's in a minority.
Right.
When you play in the percentages, that if you win double digits, you are a playoff team. If you look at over the decades and you're evaluating the playoff scenarios, you win double digits, you're in the hunt. Now, I don't know if you win anything, but who knows? Look at the New York Giants, the New York football Giants, what they did in the 21st century. And I remember, it was a decade ago plus, when they were ready to fire Tom Coughlin and get rid of Eli Manning. They were a 500 team. Then they were a wild card, and they won the Super Bowl.
9-7.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Beat the Patriots.
So that is very unusual. I'm just telling you right now, I know we're in the hunt. We're in the thick of things. I don't know if we're going to win anything. But the point being, look at the Giants. When they were a wild card team, a game over 500, versus if you have an outstanding season, like the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton, you're 15-1. So close, but so far. So the point being, whether you win 13, 14, 15 games, can you win it all? That's why you respect the Patriots. Because you look at where they are in the regular season and what they do in the postseason. So can you get to the postseason? Obviously, you want home field advantage. We got ripped off last year. We all know that. Come on, it's a travesty what occurred against the Rams. And I don't know. Hopefully, we can three-peat and win the NFC South. I don't know what's going to happen. But, Christian, I'd be thoroughly shocked. And I would hold the organization's feet to the fire if we don't win double digits.
After one practice, you're ready to
proclaim
that.
After one practice, we winning 10 games or more. After one practice, we are winning. How we structured and where we're at right now, whether Cam Jordan was at practice or not, I'm not worried about that cat. Or Larry Wolford at guard, whether he's there or not, I'm not worried about any of that. I'm just telling you how we go about doing our business and where we're at. Christian, I'm telling you, I'd be so disappointed that that's not even the right word if we would not get to 10 wins. I think we're that good. Now, I don't know if we're going to win anything. I mean, listen.
Nothing's promised on that.
Yeah, nothing's promised. You can have a great team, a great season, but we're right there on the cusp. We're still in the hunt. That's why you got to be so optimistic. Like, but so what did Cam Jordan said? What did he say?
It would take a miracle. It feels like it takes a miracle to beat the Saints.
To beat the Saints, yes. It was 2 damn miracles against us. It can't happen 3 times. I mean, I don't know.
You heard it. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, says after one practice, the Saints are going to win 10 games, period.
Yes.
This is Sports Talk here
Bottom
on WWL.
Line, that's the low end of the spectrum.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees meeting with the media after today's OTA session. Take a listen. Saints quarterback Drew Brees following OTAs. We'll take our CBS News update, and the Cannon will weigh in, especially on the back end of what you heard there from Drew Brees, taking it, approaching it almost like it's day one install each and every year, and how he trains, and he has much more wisdom about how to get ready for an NFL season.
Unbelievable, I'm telling you.
CBS.
As old as he is, that's unbelievable.
Back on Sports Talk. Back on Sports Talk, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, and you just heard from Saints quarterback Drew Brees. It was really interesting there at the end how he kind of explained what's kind of put him over the top over the last 17, 18 years after his rookie season, his second season with the San Diego Chargers, and that is how he trains, how he approaches.
But right.
Can you explain how difficult it is to keep up that intensity for as long as he has?
Well, it's twofold. The one being that Drew Brees is a special individual. Now, society might not be able to handle this. And you might say, oh, well, everyone's equal. No, everyone's not equal. Drew Brees is truly special. You got to have that work ethic, that moxie, to truly be able to be disciplined enough to achieve greatness. A lot of people might want to be great, but they don't have the ability. They don't have the discipline. They don't have the mindset to be great. Okay. That's number one. The second thing is what Drew Brees got going for him right now. That's why I'm so optimistic. Is Drew Brees is healthy. When you're healthy, like Max Unger, unbelievable center, where he was at, come on. And Max Unger truly wanted to suck it up. Max Unger could still be amongst the best of the best. But he said, man, I'm tired of this. Come on, you can love football, then you almost hate it. Because you're miserable in your life. You're trying to just survive. So Drew Brees is not trying to survive. Drew Brees is healthy. I can tell you right now, when I was like 37 years of age, my elbow's all messed up. I'm fighting through it. I'm like miserable. Because you're not healthy. And I never attained anywhere near Drew Brees' greatness. But I'm telling you, that's the thing. You got to have the discipline and the focus. But you got to be healthy. And Drew Brees has that, and he's healthy. So I don't know, Christian. I don't know what's going to happen this upcoming season. But if Drew Brees is still healthy, how disciplined he is as an individual, he can play in 2020. And now it's 1 year at a time. When you get to the point when you're late 30s and 40s and you're playing American football, when you're playing the NFL, it is truly so demanding that where you're at physically – and I'm not worried about Drew Brees mentally. You know, what did he say in that interview at the beginning of this offseason, maybe a past interviews? I took a little more time off to be with my family.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the balance. You got to have that balance, checks and balances.
Were you good at that?
Yeah, somewhat. But I would just, I would just tell my wife that T-Bob will tell you this. I mean, I don't know. He was a little boy. Like, whatever you want me to do, I mean, I get hard help. I would get, like, whatever you want me to do, I understand that needs to be done. I don't want you to be overwhelmed, but I'm going to get you help. So whatever you want me to do, now, as a kid, to interact with a parent, that has to be one-on-one. You know, during the season, your day off is Tuesday, and you interact with your kids and all that. But you got the off season. That's why I always had off season babies. I was fortunate enough that whenever you plan to have a kid, I could time it that 9 months to have an off season baby, so I can really be active the first 3 or 4 months. But with that being said, is that is a challenge as a parent. When you got a number of kids, Drew got a bunch of kids. Now, to have that balance, to be interactive with your kids and still be dedicated to your profession. But you know why it's not as hard? Think about all that, and then if you were injured and you have to rehab, then you go like, man, screw this. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm telling you, Christian, if Drew Brees would have got beat up or got hurt last season, it's a different animal. When you start getting that point in your career, who's healthy right now? Tom Brady? Drew Brees. Hell yeah. Why in the hell are they going to quit? They're getting paid like $20 million in the real world. You never have enough money. Let me tell you, people might think, okay, well, when is enough enough? It depends what It depends what lifestyle you're wanting to lead for your family and your kids are wanting to provide. Because I think as males, I don't care. The society today where everybody's equal. Okay, I still think, I'm all for females having equality and all that. I'm all for that. But I still think deep down the way males are structured, you still want to provide for your family.
And the Not just your direct family, but legacies.
The number one
generations.
Thing, can you be a provider? You want to have love, and you want to have a camaraderie, companionship with your family members where you're interacting, but you never want to not be able to provide. So if you can provide at the highest level, that motivates a male. I mean, I don't know. I'm just talking common sense here. And so that's why I still think deep down you want to compete where Tom Brady's at and Drew Brees. But the number one thing they got going for them is they are healthy. I'm telling you, if you're healthy and you're great, you can accomplish great things.
The words of wisdom and history, today in history, up next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Bobby, how about St. Thomas? Remember the Division III school in Florida, ironically, where LSU baseball coach Paul Menneri started his baseball coaching career. They've been kicked out of the conference for winning too much.
So what isn't that supposed to be like American way? I mean, you compete and then you win, or
it's supposed to be, but you never know these days. But they do have a D2 enrollment.
Yeah, they have a D2 enrollment, so you're dominating Division III, so why not move to Division II? If you won championship at Division III, why wouldn't you want to accept that challenge and go to Division II?
Maybe you want to dominate Division III.
Yeah, but if your status or your population that you should be Division II, just go to Division II and compete. See what you can do.
I just don't like the idea of, they win too much. They win too much.
No, well, that is the wrong argument. You should say the enrollment.
Right.
Is that this is why you got to go Division II. I would take that approach more than you winning too much.
Yeah, that sounds like – then my response to that would be, hey, just get better. How about improve your program?
Yeah, and Chris, you talk about winning too much. We got to give props out to LSU softball. They're going to be traveling at Minnesota to play the Gophers. They go this weekend looking for a trip back to the Women's College World Series. Now, what's interesting, after three trips there in the past 4 years, think about that, Christian. Three in the past 4 years going to College World Series, women's softball. I think that's very encouraging. LSU is going to play the Gophers in a Super Regional beginning 4 p.m. Listen, Chris, this is like must-see TV because you have great opportunity. Beginning 4 p.m. Friday on ESPNU, 5 p.m. Saturday on ESPN2. And then if it comes to this, they could be at 3 p.m. on Sunday on ESPN if it comes to Game 3. Against the Gophers. So that's very encouraging, LSU women's softball. Now,
wait, hold on. How much women's softball have you watched before?
I will flick the channel.
It's entertaining.
Yes, yes.
It's much faster pace.
Yes.
The game moves. I find myself watching it from, you know, time to time and flipping around. I stumble across one, especially if it's LSU. I'll keep it on for a little bit.
Right, and I'll watch at this time.
Yeah.
You know, when you're going, like, to the World Series, you look at, like, Florida and the West Coast teams, UCLA and Arizona, different teams. Then you tend to watch it. But
Chris, we're going to get to your – okay. We're going to step away and come back. Today in history. Don't worry,
no,
Bobby. I got
something,
you.
Something that is unique, you need to stay tuned, that today in history
– all right.
What occurred on this date, May the 23rd. May the 23rd, now we're in 2019. I'm going to tell you what happened 85 years ago.
If you want to be able to do it, all right. Okay, this is Sports Talk here on WWL. Walk-off fashion, LSU advances 4-3. They walk off Auburn in an improbable way. Bobby, today's day in history.
Yeah, today in history, May the 23rd. It's not sports-related, but everyone knows who this is. Come on, Bonnie and Clyde. the bank robbers, Bonnie and Clyde, Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker, were shot to death. The reason why I bring this up in a police ambush, because it was in Louisiana. It was in Bienville Parish. Bonnie and Clyde got killed 85 years ago today. I thought that was interesting. Also coming back from Hungary, you know, talking about the Habsburg Empire. In 1915, 104 years ago, Italy declared war on the Austro-Hungarian Empire during World War I. Now, it's amazing they were on the wrong side. It does make a difference. And they were on the wrong side, World War I. Then you look at World War II when the Nazis took over Hungary. But that's a different story. Now, you know, Christian, 1 year ago, NFL owners approved a new policy allowing players to protest during the national anthem by staying in the locker room, but forbidding players from sitting or taking a knee if they were on the field. That happened a year ago when they talked about that. You know, we talk about the owners' meetings and where they're at. Now, this is interesting. This guy, and I know I'm old now. You know who Marvin Hagler is? Marvelous Marvin Hagler, like Thomas Hitman Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard. Boxing Hall of Famer Marvelous Marvin Hagler is 65. Think about that. You know how much you get punched drunk, get hit in the head and all that?
I'm glad he's made it that long.
Yes, he's 65. I thought that was interesting.
Mark's got one he wants to squeeze in real quick.
Go ahead.
Today marks 10,000 days since the last time the Detroit Lions won a playoff game.
Oh, wow.
10,000?
10,000 days today.
How'd you like to be the Detroit Lions fans?
Yes.
All right, Mark Menard, great job as always. Stephen Geller for helping us put together the program, and our executive producer and program director, Diane Newman. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Bobby, do your thing. We missed it.
Bon nuit, les gens. Oh, good night, people. Who that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.